Have you ever noticed how easy it is not to notice? How easy it is to miss whatever it is that your spouse is wearing today. You've seen it before, and you don't really pay attention to it. What tie he's wearing or what sports shirt that he chose today. And that dress, she's worn it before, hasn't she? And so you stop noticing what that dress is. It's just there. And you stop paying attention to it. It's easy not to notice. We look at the television, and the television shows us pictures of Somalians and Kenya and the children that are making it across the border, many of them who die fairly soon afterwards. Some who don't make it at all. And we've seen those skinny legs before, haven't we? We've seen those eyes. We know what's going on. We've seen it all before, and before, and before. There's no question about it. And so it's easy to just pass over it. Doesn't help that after a while the news cycle moves on to something else and we don't see it in on television anymore. It's still there. The problem is still there, but we just don't notice it anymore. Several years ago, there was a MASH program. You remember MASH? Yes, great program. Went on for years. Hawkeye was concerned because nobody seemed to be paying attention anymore. They were just had become so interior that they couldn't be bothered with whatever else was going on around in the world. And he told BJ that he thought he could do something really outrageous and get away with it because nobody would notice. And he said, I bet you that I can go to dinner naked and nobody will notice. And so BJ took him on. He said, go ahead, do it. And so he walks out of his tent and he walks across the camp yard into the mess hall. And he walks up to the line, and he gets his tray, and he talks to somebody in the line. And of course, he gets his food from the people serving. And he walks across the mess hall over to the table he normally sits at. But on the way over, he accidentally bumped somebody, and they actually looked up and saw him. And when they saw him, everybody saw him. It's easy not to notice. And the sad thing is that we don't notice. A lot of times we don't notice our kids growing up. We don't notice the need and the hope in somebody's eyes. We don't notice what God is calling us to do. We don't notice the crisp fall afternoon or the sweet spring morning. We don't notice long enough to stop and smell the roses. Well, in the scripture this morning from Mark, Jesus noticed. Jesus noticed what the disciples were doing to the families of those children and how they were upset by what they were doing. And you can't blame the disciples. The disciples were only trying to help. Jesus had become a famous rabbi and everybody wanted a piece of him. Just a couple minutes. And besides, there were some real people, some adults, who had real problems, and they needed some help from Jesus. And so he had to reserve what time Jesus had for other people and make sure that they were taken care of. Besides, children are unimportant. They're worthless. They just get in the way. But Jesus noticed what they were doing, and he called the children to him, and he blessed them as any rabbi would have blessed them. And then because he was such a good teacher, he took this teachable moment and taught us something about what it means to be a child and how we get into the kingdom of God. Jesus noticed. And we need to notice the rugrats and the drape apes. Now, I want to know how many of you know what a rugrat and a drape ape is? A couple of you. How about rugrats? Anybody? All right, drape apes are the same thing. Rugrats and drape apes. Kids crawling on the floor, climbing up the drapes. Rugrats and drape apes. We need to notice the rugrats and the drape apes. We need to notice the children of God. to see them for who they are and what they're all about, because their lives can be a guide that will lead us into heaven. They're important to who we are and what life is really all about. Sadly, things have not changed much since the time of Jesus. Children are still, for the most part, unimportant. Children in mass, not your own, of course. But children in mass are really not important, and they get in the way all of the time. They're a burden and a problem that we have to deal with, and they cost a lot of energy and time. Energy that we'd rather be putting into something else like sports or golfing or fishing or something like that. And time? We got much more important things to do than take care of kids, right? Like television, Facebook, and most important of all, Twitter. And we got important things to do. There's a television show on right now that just started this season. It's the Up All Night. A young couple has a baby, and the baby is very demanding. And she does what babies do. Well, they remember their good old days when they were single and they would go to the beach in their convertible. And so they decided that they're going to go to the beach in their convertible with the baby. Do you know how much stuff a baby takes up anymore? And think about putting a baby in the back seat of a convertible. Well, they load all this stuff in there, and they fill it up, and the trailer that they show you has the stuff sticking out the back of the seat. I assume that they've got the trunk full too. They got all this stuff, and they get in the car, and they're ready to go, and they forgot the baby. They take up a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of space. And they're expensive. They're expensive. I looked it up last night. Cost of raising a child. Just plug it into the Yahoo or Google and you'll get the answer. I've got a lot of them that they all said about the same thing. From zero in 2010, from zero to 18, it's about $250,000. Now, what does 18 not include? College. How much is college? That can cost you another $250,000 right there. And then I don't know about you, but if you got a girl, you got to marry her off. Ooh. Price keeps going up and up and up all the time. They're expensive. And not just financially, but emotionally. You invest yourself in this child. You give yourself. You give your heart. You put it on the line for this child. And you love them and you care for them and you watch over them. Do you remember what it was like the first time you handed the keys to your son or your daughter and says, drive carefully? Yeah? And did you worry about them that night? The reality is, have you quit worrying about them? No matter how old they are. We're so invested and they demand so much of us that we can't let them go. Children are a pain. There was this preacher one time who went to a nursing home, a lot of very elderly people, and he was going to preach a sermon, and he used this text about these children, suffer the little children to come under me, and he started off by talking about children, how inconvenient they are, and how they get in the way of everything, how they have to be diapered and they're changed and dressed and fed and watched out after, you have powder and all that business. And how you have to take them and you have to put them in a stroller and you have to wheel them around all the time. And how they had to have a playpen, a safe place where they could go, where they'd be out of the way and nobody would bother them. And they talked about how children don't contribute anything to society. They don't. Or to the ministry. They don't help out by paying something to support the ministry. And they don't vote for Jesus. They don't stand in a parade someplace or march in a parade someplace waving their palm and crying out hallelujah and King of Kings and all that kind of good stuff. Well, it didn't take too long before those elderly people kind of figured out what he was really talking about. That he wasn't talking about children. He was talking about them. But then the rest of the sermon was, Jesus noticed. Jesus noticed how the disciples were treating those children as if they were second-class citizens. And so Jesus invited them to come in, and he blessed them, and he made them an example for all of humanity. Now, there are a lot of children in society. Some of them are rugrats and drape apes. Some of them are the elderly who need special help and attention and love. But some of them also are the emotionally or mentally or physically challenged, the poor, the hungry, the homeless. And the sad part, or the important part about this, is that Jesus notices how we deal with those people, how we deal with the least, the last, and the lost in our society. Jesus notices what we do to support and care for the people around us. Maybe rather than ignoring those children, those rugrats, we need to be more like them. We need to be more like the children in our lives. Instead of becoming all grown up and sophisticated, we need to be a little more open and a little less cynical. Perhaps we need to develop a sense of wonder that opens us up to the presence of God, what He's doing in the world around us, and how He is touching lives and making a difference. Maybe we need to be a little more trusting, a willingness to be or to become fools for Christ, to be willing to put our honor and our pride on the line so that someone new can discover Jesus Christ for themselves. Maybe we need to be the people God has called us to be. Maybe we need to be like the children of God. And perhaps we can start today as we receive communion. This is World Communion Sunday. Christians all over the world are gathered together to receive the gift of Jesus Christ, to receive His love and His grace freely given. What would happen if we would come with a sense of adventure that this is the time that we receive it for the very first time, instead of acting like some kind of know-it-all and we've done this before, but to receive communion as if we've never done it before? It's some kind of mystery, some kind of power, and not judge it, not look at it, not condemn it, not dissect it, but simply appreciate it and enjoy it. Trying to share what we feel instead of what we know. We come to communion as God's children. Rugrats and drape apes. They're a problem. They're a pain. They get in the way. But Jesus notices how we deal with them. And so we need to become them so that we can be the people that God has called us to be the children leading all of humanity into the kingdom of God. Amen.